tempted. But now it comes out that this whole chotzer now has a din of a karfei, which is more than a beis hasayim, and it's not considered hukah for dira, since you planted on rove of it, and where you planted, you don't live there, you don't walk there. So blind as if the whole chotzer now is not hukah for dira, and since it's more than a beis hasayim, the whole thing is awesome. The yasser, like Rashi says, Tak Rashi, botul leiruba ve'vikilu nishma kula. It's as if the whole thing was planted. And if the whole thing was planted, since it's more than a base of sayin, havadim it's also. So maybe in such a case, even according to Rav Shimon, it would be also. So the Gemara, Eli'i Yitmar, if you want to say a chiddush, where it will be mutter according to Rav Shimon, and also according to the Rabbonin, Eli'i Yitmar, Hochi Yitmar, this should be the case. Ho miyuta shori, if let's say you planted only a miyut of the chotzer, like in picture 69, we had a very wide chotzer. The chotzer was, let's say, 150 yamas wide, and 100 yamas long. And you've only planted the left side of 50 amos wide by 100 amos long, which that's the miyut of the chotzer. So even though the part you planted itself is a karfit, is not hukul sadira now, and that shetach is exactly a base of sayin. It's 50 by 100. So it by itself, you're still allowed to be metaltal inside it, even though it's not hukul sadira, but since it's not more than a base of sayin, you're allowed to be metaltal in this left shetach. Now, the right side of this chotzer, it's the roiv. The rive of the chotzer is called the chotzer tzukos adirah. There you didn't plant, so there you could use and sit there and live there. So the right side is the chotzer, and the left side is the karfif. Here the case, according to Rav Shimon, it will be mutter to be metalto from the chotzer into the karfif. This is the case. For the more eli yitma hochi yitma. For miyuta, if the part you planted is only a miyut, then shari, then you can be metalto from the right side to the chotzer to the left side. Omer apun ebredi of Yeshua, lo yamoron elod lo yehevei beis hasayim. Heals only where you planted is not a base of sayim. Avo base of sayim, shnov, the left part that you planted is exactly a base of sayim, also. Then, since it's a base of sayim, so it has a din of a karfif, and the right side is a chotzer, and so you're not allowed to carry from a chotzer until the karfif. So the Gemara command to Rabbonin. If it's fine, you want to say it's also, it can only be also according to the Rabbonin. According to the Rabbonin Shita, you're not allowed to carry from a karfif into a chotzer. Even though each one by itself you could carry, but you can't carry one to the other. So come to say, see, like a picture 69. Since the right side is a chotzer, the left side is a karfit, and you can't carry one to the other, so according to the Rabbanan, one aser on the other, b'chlai, you can't carry here. Yeah, well, like Rashi says, Ela beis hasayim, nikra karfit, shlehukah fadira. Now it's considered what you planted there, it's not hukah fadira. Even if it would have been by itself, like this left side of the picture 69, which is only 50 by 100, which is only a base of sign. If it would have been by itself, even according to the Rabbanan, you would be allowed to be metaltal inside it, because it's not more than a base of sign. Now in this case, the nifras lechotzer is open bimluyay, like the right side, the chotzer is open completely to the left side, the karfev. The chotzer nifrit soloi is kaim alon the yosel etalto mikarfif lechotzer. According to the Rabbon, you're not allowed to be metalto, you can't carry from a chotzer to a karfif. Deva rishus ha nifrat lemokam osolo. That's a cloud we'll see later on in the Mesechtim, where it's opened up completely to another place that's also to metalto from it to the other, like in picture 69. From the right side, the chotzer part, you're not allowed to be metalto into the left side, the karfif part. Melo vi oisvin harashuyis. Zulazul, each Rishus asses 100% on the other one. So according to the Rabbanan in this picture 69, you can't be metaltal bechal at all. Because the right side, that's the chotzer part, since it's open completely to the left side, that's the karfif part, and you're not allowed to be metaltal from the karfif into the chotzer, so it blinds like it's opened up to a place that's also to metaltal one to the other, so the both of them become also to be metaltal. But that's only according to the Rabbanan. According to Rav Shimon, you are allowed to be metalto from a chotzer to a karfif. So it's considered here like a picture 69 that has opened up to a makam hamutalo. Since it's opened up to a makam hamutalo, then you are allowed to be metalto there. Yeah, Zamor Vaita. Rav Yirmiyah midifte mati lakula. He learned this halacha. No, still lakula. He learned over this halacha. He is Rashi lakula. The afilu hamiyut, base of sign, even though the miyut is a base of sign, the mikri karfif, or the kivan, the biyat benafshi shari, since by itself, you are allowed to be metalto there, hashtanami shari, still you're allowed to be metalto. Still, they don't ask the one on the other. If there would have been a wall, like in this picture 69, there would have been a wall between the right side, the chotzer, and the left side, the karfeif, heavy charlotte tule zelazay, you could carry from one to the other. Kirebi Shimon, according to Rebbe Shimon, the male of a hash to the nifritzu zelazay, now that they opened up one to the other, le nifritzu le rishus osalot, they not open up to rishus, that's osir. So therefore, according to Rebbe Shimon, it's mutter. So that's what he learns. Master Lakula, the what? Ha miyuta shuri, a miyut you're allowed to. So Rashi, Avu Yosef, based on Sayin, Nasus Karmelis, that even according to Reb Shimon, only if the pot that you planted is not more than a base of sayin. Therefore, since you're allowed to be metaltel inside it, it does not answer on the other part, the chotzer. But let's say the pot you planted would be more than a base of sayin. So the pot you planted now, blinds mechitzis, shleihuk of the dira, more than a base of sayim, it's also to metaltel inside there. Then Avada would even ask you, you can't be metaltel in the chotzer, because then we look as if the chotzer is opened up 100% to the makom asala, to the karfeif, which is more than a base of sayim. So since you can't carry in the karfeif, who are then you can't carry in the chotzer? When is the mutter to metaltel in picture 69, even according to Reb Shimon, if the part the left side that you planted is only in Tula Beis HaSayim? Avo Yosef Beis HaSayim? Let's say the left part that you planted is more than a Beis HaSayim, then Osir, it would be Osir, and who will command Reb Shimon? This will be totally in Reb Shimon Chita. Again, Kalor, like in picture 69, if the left side that you planted is only 50 by 100, so that's called the Karfeif, but you are allowed to carry inside it, since it's only a base of sayim. So then, according to Reb Shimon, you're allowed to be metaltel in this whole chotzer, from the left side to the right side. Because according to Reb Shimon, you're allowed to be metaltel from a chotzer to a karfif, or a karfif to a chotzer. Mashenkein, let's say this left side that you planted is more than 50 by 100. It becomes more than a base of sayim. So then, it itself is also to be metaltel. Because this is called mechitza shleihuk of the dira. You cannot live on this place that you planted. So since it's more than a base of sayim, it hasn't been karmelus mid rabbonim, you're not allowed to be metaltel in this mokim itself. Therefore, since the right side, the chotzer, is opened up in luya, it's completely opened up to a mokim osolo, to the place that you can't carry from one to the other. Here it's much better. Here it's not just time you can't carry from one to the other. Here the left side is called the karmelus. The Rabbana now is called the Kamala, since it's wider than the base of Sayyim. So then even according to Reb Shimon, it's also the Matatl, even on the right side of the Chotzer. Because here the Chotzer, the right side, is opened up in Luyoy, to the left side, which is a Karfeif, a Mokim Shlehuk of Ladiron, more than a base of Sayyim. So it has a din Karmelus Midirabonin, it's also the Matatl. Therefore, one ass is on the other, you can't even carry on the right side on the Chotzer either. Not the ruba hereik chotzeru muta. Halacha again was that in the rabbanon, if you have a shetach of a karka that's more than a base of sayin, even though you have dalad mechitas all around it, it depends. If it's hukof ladira that you live inside it, so then no matter how wide the mechitas are, still it's muta. It has a shem reshusa yochid. You're allowed to be metaltum even mid the rabbanon. But if it's not hukof ladira, just like a park, she just has mechitis all around the big area. Once the area is more than a base of sayim, the rabbonin gave that area din karmelis. It's also to metaltol dal damas inside it. Now we had halacha before, even if metchilo it was hukof ladira. You had the thing in your backyard. You had a very tremendous backyard, but it was open to your house, so it's called hukof ladira. So it depends. If you planted tfuah there, So if you planted tfuah in the mokum, that's a base of sayim, when you plant, you don't use that place. You can't live there. You can't sit there. So it blives now like it's not hukah for dir anymore. Therefore, if you planted a mokum that's more than a base of sayim, it becomes also to metalto there. What about if you planted trees there? So that was the din of the b'ris before. If you plant trees, that's not mavato the dirum. Because the mice people live, even though they have a nice backyard, you have trees there, it's kishmak, the trees make it a little bit shady, so the trees do not take away from the dira. Still called the mokum dira, even though you planted trees inside your backyard. Yeah. That's the halacha. Not a ruboy, if you plant the trees in row of it, still harayu kechotzer mutter. Still it has a din like a chotzer, and it's mutter to metaltel inside your backyard. Omer avyud, omer avimi, v'hu she'osuyin itzablois. The trees have to be planted in a system, in a row. That it's shriach, it's like it's nice to live there, it's nice to sit there. Rashi says itzablois, Rashi says. And netuyin shura shuris, v'nor l'sheva shom. It's very nice to sit in between the trees. Like you have picture 70 here, on page 59. That your backyard was made, planted with trees, and nice shuras, nice rows, so you could sit in between the trees. That's still called the mokum dira. Therefore, it's still called hukaf ladira, this area. And even though it's wider than the base of Siam, still you're allowed to be metatl inside there. Because it's nice to live there. But mashmir, if it wouldn't be planted in rows, the trees would be all mixed up. That's mavatl ladira. Then it's not nice to live there. That would not be called hukaf ladira anymore. Rav Nachman Omano, afal pi she'ena sunis tablois. Even though the trees were not planted in nice rows, still, trees are not mavato the mokum adirum. It's still possible to live there, take a sit there. You still enjoy the shades there. Zatimara, Mar Yehuda ikloy levei Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda went to visit by Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda. Chaznu lahanu, he saw he had a big backyard. D'loyavidi et tablois, and he saw he had a lot of trees planted there. The whole area was planted with trees, and the trees were not planted in the system. It wasn't straight rows. The trees were mixed up all around. And still he was carrying inside his backyard on Shabbos, even though the mechitzas were wider than the base of Sayim. So avad the poshet is good, because it's hukaf ladira, you have your house there. But the shaila is, now that you planted trees all around and not in the system, maybe it should be mevatel the dira. So Omale, he said to him, Loi sovel omar, loho de avimi? Don't you hold like avimi that said it's only mutti if the trees are planted in the system, they're planted in straight rows. Then it's nice to live there, to sit there. That's not mavato the dira. But if the trees are stand planted all around without a system, it's mavato the dira. Or Malay, he answered back, no. Or Malay, I know, Rav Nachman, surely. I hold like Rav Nachman. That holds what? No matter how it's planted. Lamaisa, trees are not mavato the dira. No matter how many trees you have in your backyard, you'll still go out there to live there, to sit there. So it's not mavato the dira. And that's the locha. No matter how the trees are planted, it's not mavato the dirum. Only if you have zeroyim, if you have vegetables or a tfuah growing there, then b'mokim, the tfuah is growing, nobody sits there, you don't live there. So that's mavato the shem dirum, and if you planted a place that's more than a base of sayim, it's also to metaltel inside it. Right. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, karfeif yoisim a base of sayim. A karfeif usually means like a park. A place that's hukuf mechitzis, that has four mechitzis all around it, and shalai hukuf adira, but nobody's living inside it. It's time an old wide open park that you have dalad mechitzis all around it, and it was wider than a base of sayin. So the locher is midirabon, and it has a din karmelis. Once the mechitzis are wider than a base of sayin, like we had yesterday, means more than 70 amis and 4 tvachim by 70 amis and 4 tvachim, the rabbonin gave that shetach a din karmelis. Said Rashi, Karfeif Yoisim Beis Hasayim Shlehukah Fodiro. For Yachre Chain, and after that, after you had this park there, Bona Etzle Dira. Now later you build a house inside this park. For Yarmina Lekamon, the Gemara says later, Hukav Shtole Dira. It's totally Bishas you build the Mechitzis. If Bishas you build the Mechitzis around this park, it was not Hukav Fodiro. Nobody was living inside it. Ulev Soif, Posach Loi Pesach Diraz Beisai Le Mahani. But later, you build a house inside it, so that doesn't help you anymore. Since Metchila, when the walls were built, it was built Shleya Manas to live inside it. It was built more than a base of Sayin. It has a din karmelis to it. And even though you build your house inside it, like picture 71, it doesn't help you anymore. Because since Metchila, the walls were built Shleya Manas Ladira, it has a din karmelis on it. So the shalom is, now what's the Yetzer? How do you do now to make this carface roy to be metallical inside it? Because the Maisa, you have a house there now. Now you do live in this Mokum. Just the mechitzis were made shloya manas ladira. Like, what? How's the trick to be mevatel these mechitzis? Could they, like, you build up the mechitzis new, and the new mechitzis are made for the purpose of the house that's inside, that you want to live there. So how's the Yetzer to mevatel the old mechitzis to, like, make new mechitzis? So the Mara Kates of the voice, so what's the Yetzer to do? The Yetzer is Poritz Bar Pirtsa Yoyse Meyesem. Like a picture 71. You have this wall, make a nice hole through the wall more than 10 amas wide. Once you make a Pirtsa more than 10 amas, a Pirtsa Yoyse Meyesem is Mavata the Mechitza. So it has a din as if there's no Mechitza there altogether. Then the Goydra. Now fix up the Mechitza, like picture 72. Put another fence in this Pirtsa now to make the Pesach less than 10 amis, umamidir al eser, and make the Pesach now only to be 10 amis wide, umutter, that will be hechatim, so how now you would be a lot of entitled inside the carfer. Because really you have a base deer inside there. Just the mechitzis matrila were not made for that purpose. So now that you make the pirtsa, yoysim yesim, more than 10 amis wide, you break the din mechitza, as if it doesn't have a fourth mechitza. Very good. There's no fourth mechitza. Now I go and build up a fourth mechitza, and I do it l'shem dira. That's enough. Even if you make just one mechitza l'shem dira, that's enough. So even though now in this area it's more than a beis hasayim, it's more than 70 by 70 yamis. So what? Since you have a house inside, you're living in there, and now you're making these mechitzas after you have the dira, it's mutter. It has a din b'shus yochid. Even with the rabbani, it could be metalto there. The Rashi takes it away, sir. Peretz loy pirtza yaisam yeser. Deve kimi she'ein boi mechitzes. Once you made the hole, the Pesach, more than 10 amis, it's as if there's no mechitzes. It's mevatel the mechitzes. Now this is a big machloikis we show him, if this is a din midi raisa or only midi rabbonin. It's a machloikis we show him, if they bring a raya from the Rach sheet, another sheet of the Shoenim, the din of yaisam yeser is only midi rabbonin. That midiraisa, once you have a mechitza, no matter how big the pesach is in between, it's not mevatel the mechitzas, midiraisa. The svar, the gemaras always say that once it's more than 10 amis, if raised the mechitza, that's only a svar in the rabbonin. There are some shittas rishonim learn no, that's a svar in the raisa. Even midiraisa, once you have a pesach there, more than 10 amis wide, it breaks the mechitzas midiraisa. It's a shalom rishonim. The chazanish is machri, yos dalocha, that it's only midirabbonin. Midiraisa, as long as you have mechitzis there, even though the pirtzis is more than eser, still it has a shame test, it has a shame mechitzis on it. It's not mevatel, the pirtzis yaisa mi eser is not mevatel the mechitzis midiraisa. It's only midirabonin. But I call upon him midirabonin for sure. When you make the hole more than 10 amas wide, you mevatel the mechitzis. It's considered like you have no mechitzis. Now when you put the next little fence in there to make the hole less than 10 amas, it's considered like you made a new mechitza now, and this mechitza you're making is being made the shein dira. That's the etzah to mesakan that you can metalton inside this dira, inside the carfish. So the gemara iboilihu poritz ama vigoder ama. Let's say kiseida, you had this carfish, and the wall you had one, or you broke through one hole at a time. The whole material is only an ama wide. That's all. So an ama wide hole is nothing. That's why I'm still called the pesach. You weren't mevata the mechitza. But after the pirtza was an amma, you fixed it up. You made a fence in that hole. Vaito, poritz amma v'gidra. Ad sheshlimo l'yoysam yeser. To say that day after day, every day, another amma of the wall fell in. But every day he kept on fixing it up, putting like a new mechitza in that amma. Then the second day another amma fell down. That without the 11 days already, you have really a shetach of 11 ammas that the original wall broke down. But just every day he kept on building it up. So what's the halacha? Do we say Lamaisa 11 amis fell in already, so it's considered like the old Pesach is broken, and now you're making a new mechitza? Or do we say no? Since at all times, there's never a time that you have the pirtza more than 10 amis, at all times you always have a good mechitza there. Because one day when it breaks in an amma, the next day you're fixing it up, you put another mechitza there, you put another gedder there. So there's never a time that you really have a pirtza yaisam yeser. So what's the halacha mahu? What's the halacha? Sadrashi, Poras Amma, Eitzel Stima. You had a wall, the fourth wall, and now you broke through a hole an Amma wide. The Godra, then right away you put a gedder, you put a fence there. The Yoid Poras Amma, then the next day, right next to it, another Amma broke through. Eitzel Stima Sama, next to the first Amma that you fixed up. Hachadosha. The Godra, and then again you put another wall up there. The Leiporitz Yudamas Kechad. And there wasn't a one time when the hole was wide 10 Amas. Every day a little bit fell down, and he kept on building it up every day. So what's the halacha? Do we consider now, l'maisa, as if 11 amas broke through, so it's considered like the old mechitza's bottle, and you're making a new mechitza? And we're talking about the same akimta now. That metchila, the walls were made, shaloya manas ladira. Metchila, you didn't have a house inside there. So since the walls are wider than a base of sayin, it has a din karfif, that has a din karmelis. You're not allowed to be metatl inside. Now the case is again, you build a house inside there. But that doesn't help you. Since metchila, the walls were made, shaloya manas ladira. Now the shaila is though, every day it breaks a little bit the wall, so at the end of 2 weeks, l'maisa 11 amis broke through. So do we look as if the old wall is bottled, and now you say that you're putting a new wall in? Or do we say no, we never look as if the old wall is bottled, because there was never at one time you had a pirtza more than 11 amis. There was always a pirtza, just one amma. So we never see as if the old wall is broken. It always looked as if the old wall is still here. Now, so he answered back, yes, avada, that's kosher. That's a good way of breaking the old wall, and it's considered you're having a new wall now. What's the raya? Omalei, lav haino de tanan. Isn't this the same halacha like we learned? That what? We have halacha vayuchas tumah a keli. A kli cheris is makabel tumah, and once it's makabel tumah, the only way to make it tor is to break it, to put a hole in it, that you can't use it anymore. Now, kol kli bali batin. If the keli belongs to a private person, shiur and shirimayim. The kli is still called usable, unless you have a hole in there that even pomegranates go through it. That's called bottle the tashmash of the kli, and then it becomes tor. Now, boy Yechizki had a shayla. Nikiv kamoisi zayit. You had this kli cheres that belongs to a private person. And the tchila first day you had a small hole in it, just that an olive comes through. So that hole is not mevatel the shem kli. You can still use it to store pomegranates inside it. So still has a shem kli, the tumma is still here. Now the sosmoy, right away this hole of a zayis, you filled it up. V'chaza v'nikav kamoisi zayis. The next day, or right next to that old hole, became a new hole, the size of the zayis. But right away you again clogged up that hole. Within a few days you kept on having these holes the size of a zayis, whereas if you wouldn't have filled them up each day, the hole now would have equaled to a size of a rimon. Now it would have been as big as a pomegranate. Is a lochamahu? Do we look again as if there's one big hole here, and now the kli is tor? Or do we say no? At every time you only had a hole the size of a zayis, and right away you stuffed it up. So there's never a time that I can see the hole that's big as a rimon. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Omalei, he answered back. Mahu, v'omalei, Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi, sheni salonu, you taught us another halacha. From this next halacha, we'll see clear that in such a case it is considered tor. We look as if all the holes equal up to more than a rimon, and tak it's tor. The old kli is bottle. What's the raya? A raya from another halacha. You told us a lot about a sandal, about a shoe. A sandal that a zav was wearing. Now a zav makes a tumas medris. Calls him on the zav, stands on the sandal. The sandal got a tumas medris. That's like a tumata chomadik a tumah. That's metama the masa. If you just pick up the sandal, it has tumas masa because it's medris of a zav. Now, how does the sandal become tor? If you break the sandal, it's not usable anymore. Now, one of his ears break off. One of the ears of the kli break off. V'tikno, and then you masakin it. So just one of the ears come off of the sandal, it's still usable. You could use it because it has another side to it. But before the second side broke off, you fix the first side. Is alocha tome medris. It still contains its tumma medris it had before, because the sandal is still usable. What about nifsuko shaniya? Now the second ozin, the second ear of the sandal came off. Is alocha vesiknoi, even though now you fixed it up, so still the din is tor, minha medris. We look as if the old kli was broken. It's not usable anymore. Because as soon as the second ear comes off, we look as if this sandal has no more ears. If it has no more side pieces to which you can't wear it. And therefore the tumas medris, that had metchila, because the zav stepped on it, used it, goes off it now. Because right now we look as if first one ear came off, then the second ear came off on the second side. So if you have the sandal, doesn't have the two asnayim, you can't use it. But the locker is avol tomei maga medris. That's a locha. A tumas rishon it has. It's a maga medrus. That means even though when the second ear came off, so it lost its din tumah of medrus, But our kol ponim a kli, it is called a kli, because right now you already fixed the first oizen. So lamaisa the kli is used. So when the tumas medrash goes off it, it's not worse as if it becomes a new kli, but this kli touches the tumas medrash. So it has a tumas maga medrash. But that's not going to get it to us. But our kol ponim, the old tumas medrash goes off it. V'yamarto Allah, and you explain to us, what's the hezbom? Why do I say when the second ear of the shoe comes off, it becomes ice kli, it loses tumas medrash? Maishin or rishayna? Why do we say when just the first ear, the first side came off, you said it was still tummy? It's not called the kli's bottom. Why? Dorkai mishniya. Because I call upon him, you have the second ear. Since you have the second side of the shoe, and you could use the second side, so it didn't lose its shen kli. Obviously, the kasher is then shniya nami. Even when the second side of the shoe falls off, why do I say now the shoe is bottle? It has no tumas medrash. The kli is not a kli anymore. Ayo kaimer rishayna. The kasher is though, but you already fixed the first ear that came off. You already fixed the first side. So now when the second side comes off, why is the kli, ice kli, it's not called the kli anymore, it's still usable. Bechli is telling me, when just one falls off, you can still use the shoe. That's why when just one ear falls off, the shoe still has tumas medrash, because it could be used, because it has a second side to it. So even when the second side comes off, it's also shver. Why do I say it's Torah now? It can still be used. You already fixed the first side. For your matter, learn alone, you explained to us, you told us, that teretz is ponim chadoshes bo lakan. The teretz is, it's like a new kli that came right now. We look at the old kli. The old kli, when the Zav stepped on it, it originally had two sides to it, two asnayim. Now, lamaisa, those two asnayim came off it. First, one side came off, then the second side came off. So negate to that old kli, we look as if that old kli is bottle. In between, you put a new side onto it, you put a new oizen onto it, the Torah says, you're making like a new kli here. That's called ponim chadoshes bolakan. The new kli doesn't have a tumas medrash. All it has is just a tumas maga medrash. It blies like it's a new kli now, and this kli lamais is touching the old tumas medrash. So maga medrash, it does have. But our medrash alone, nogeya to the old kli, we look as if ponim chadoshes bolakan. A new kli is coming here. So now the same thing is again to the kli of a balabayas. Without, you have holes. Even though each hole you filled up, but the ma'isa, after you have a few holes the size of a zayas, that equals to the size of rimonim, we look as if that old kli, lamaisa, has a hole the size of a rimon. And therefore the old kli is tor. Lamaisa, the kli could be used now. You stuffed up the old holes. The teretz is, it's called ponim chadoshes bolakan. We look as if it's called a new kli is here. So the same thing, our original shadow also. When you have this karfik, that metchila was hukaf shtela dira. Now you want to make these walls now like new walls here to say it's good, even though at every time just one amma broke through. But after you have 11 ammas broke through, we look as if that old wall is bottle. Because nageya to the original wall that was made shtela dira, there are 11 ammas broken through that wall. When you have a person more than 10 ammas, it breaks the mechitza. In between every amma you fixed up, the teretz is every fixing just blends like ponim chadoshes, like you're making a new wall. Sadarabba, the new wall you're making the shein dira. So therefore, you're allowed to be metaltal in this conference right now. That was the teretz. So the Gemara, hochinami, ponim chadoshes bolakan. In our case, of the karfif also, the about every amma was broken down, and it came up to be 11 ammas broken through, so that old wall is bottle, you fixed up in between. What you fixed up now, it looks like a new wall is there. And this new wall is after the house was built inside it. So the new wall was built l'shem dira. Therefore now it's called the mechitza, shokaf l'dira, and you're allowed to be metaltal inside it. So the Gemara Koriyalei, when he heard such a terror, he called upon him, Les Dein Bar Inish. This man is not called a mensch. The Rashi says, no, he's a malach. Now to say such a good shot, he's mamish like a malach. And he could be amish some sefer keret. Kegoin Dein Bar Nash. Like this person, that's called the Ben Odom. Thus says the mensch. A mensch, Dav Zayin, a mensch, they could say Svaros, could say Tzrutzim. He's called an MFM mensch. Let's see, Rashi just. Rashi, v'tikna, choza, v'nik, Rashi, eitzel asima, v'tikna, hu adin, kiloi tikna nami, adayin, tomi, medrusu. Vodin, oka tikna, rusa. Dilavok, yisula, 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 once both ears came off the kli, the shoe, it's not roy to be worn, so the old din tumas medrash goes off it. But the mice of it is called the kli, because you already fixed the ears. the chos latash meshachrinim v'adayin tumas maga megdish olav. It have a tumas maga as if it touched the medrash. So it has a tumas maga like a rishon latumah. Shrei b'shas prishosin minoizim b'shas the second ear came off it. Shadayin hu medrash at that time it still had a tumas medrash on it. Lekabel tumah latame kelim kibul tumah meyaviv. It's like the new kli touched the old kli. B'vasachas. No, they have a rishon l'tumah. It lies now a rishon l'tumah. Umetam al kol ponim oichlin umashkin. But al kol ponim teres is that ponim chadoshes ein osnayim alolim imenu. These new ears on the shoe were not there at the beginning. Umishaniskinu loydorsin azav. After you had the new ones put on, the zav didn't step on the shoe anymore. V'tumah rishon etiru, and the original tumah that it had on it went off it. Shere ein zesan derishon. This is not the original shoe. This is the new shoe right now. So who was in by the mechitzas? Even though every time the mechitzah broke in amot, you fixed it up, it's considered like a new mechitzah here right now. And the old mechitzah's bottle, once there's a pirtza there, more than 10 amos. Les din barinish, trashi yelo malach. Hagoyin den barnash, odem godel. Fakir, that's called an odem godel, like this. Fakir. Omarav kana, rochbo shachurei havatin. A rochbo in the Gemara, that's always called the backyard, and back to Yas is called a rochbo. And here, it was more than a base of sayin. So Drashi, Rochbo Shachur Yavatim, V'yein Pesach Habayis Psuach Lo. From your house, there was no entrance into the backyard. Matchila was built the backyard, but there was no entrance from the back of your house into the backyard. V'heve Mukefesh Toledira, of Azoy, the backyard, like a picture 81, is called Shloy Ledira. It's hook of Shloy Ledira. V'yi Yosim a base of sayin, Lo Yitzu is bigger than a base of sayin hoya, is a metaltlim bo ela arbar ba'amis. You're only allowed to be metaltlim in your backyard, the dalad amis. If the mechitzas are wider than 70 amis and 4 tfachim, by 70 and 4 tfachim, it's called the karmelus midrabbanan, you can't be metaltlim here. So you have this backyard, Zot Gemara, is a metaltlim boi ela b'dalad amis. You can only be metaltlim like a karmelus, only up until dalad amis. The Yom Rav Nachman, in Posach le Pesach, Louis, so you're not like a picture 82. You open up a door from your house that goes into the backyard, then mutal atalta bakulay. Then you're allowed to be metaltal in the whole backyard. That's called hukos odira. So drash, if you impostak le tetzach min abayis, if you opened up a door from your house into the backyard, then it's called hukos odira. So at Gemara, posach matiroi, the pesach is matir, it's called a hukos odira. V'loya moron, and I only say this, elishe posach ulutsei hukos. It has to be such a case that first you build your house, and you had a backyard, a back entrance to your house. You had the door there. And then you put up the mechitzas around the backyard. So then it's called the mechitzas al-hukuf ladiro. Because first you had the opportunity to live there. You had a back entrance to your house. Then you put up the dira. Then you put up the mechitzas. Ma'ashen kein usayf hukuf. Abel hukuf. But look, you see, the first depiction was like 81. First you had the mechitzas put up, and you had no back entrance to your house. And then you broke through in the back of your house to make an entrance to the backyard. Loi, that doesn't help you. Because like we had before, since Metchilo the Mechitzas were made Shaloi Almanas Ladiro, so it doesn't help you anymore that later you open up a Pesach to your house. Because it's totally how you make the Mechitzas at the beginning. The Mechitzas were made Shaloi Almanas Ladiro, and as it in Karmelus Midrabonin. Avhutu Lusay Posach Loi, for the Gemara, Posach. If you're telling me first you opened up the back door of your house, and then you put the mechitzas around your backyard, there's a chur pshita. Avadi allowed to be metaltel in your backyard. This mamish called mechitzas shahukof ladira. Pshita, the picture 82. Avadi can be metaltel there. And the Gemara teretz is leitricha tiyistle beidori. We're talking about you have a storage yard there between your house and the backyard, like a picture 83. Right outside the entrance to your back house, the back door, there's a bay dori there. There's like a place that you store your tefuah. And then in back of that is the backyard. Yeah. So I would think, Zot Gemara, now the time I would think, adaita de bay dori avdei. Why did you open up the back door of your house to the backyard? Not the fact you want to live in the backyard, just you wanted to be able to go to the bay dori. You want to be able to go take the tefuah inside the house whenever you need it. So it's not called as if it was opened up to live in the backyard. So maybe the backyard is still called hukov shalom ladira. Kamashvla know that your purpose of making a door in the back of your house is for both purposes. Minastam. You want to be able to live in the backyard and to be able to take in from the dvei dori.
Rashi Pshita. Did the Pesach say Hukav Shari? Shari Hukav Hashem Pesach Pshita. At first you have your door, and then you made the Mechita that I do with Smuta. And the Gemara, let's read Chod Yisbe Beidori. Goyrin Acher Abayis. You have your asylum there, you have your storage, you have Tfuwa there. Koydim Hekav HaRechova. Before the Rechova, before the backyard. His man, the Tema, died at the Beidori Poscha. He opened up the door to his, in the back of his house. Only Amanas to use the Tfuwa. And not for the purpose of using, living in the backyard. Kamashmullah, no. The Ravad was saying, Minastam, he opened up the door for both purposes. Zayin to use the Dori, to use the Tfuah, and to use the backyard. Therefore, it's considered like, if the Pesach was there first, that is called, first this whole Shetach is Oymud Adira. Now, if you make Mechitis around your backyard, it's called Mechitis that will hook off Ladira. So no matter how wide the Mechitis are, still it's mutter to use it.
Yeah. Well, right. Karfeif, yoisim a base of sign. You have a karfeif, again, an open yard that's more than a base of sign. Shukos adira. You have a house inside there, and in front of the house, on the back of the house, you have a nice big yard that's more than a base of sign. Is that so poshish mutat metalta there? Because it's called hukos adira. Since you first you have your house, and then you made a big backyard, and you made a big mechitas all around it, that's called hukos adira. Now what happened was, for the smalamayim, now water came into your backyard, and your whole backyard got flooded. There's like a marble, there's just water there. And Avada, we're not talking about it's running water. If it's running water always has a thing karmelis. It's called a new rishus by itself. Every nor, every river is considered a karmelis. They were talking about the water just stays there. It's like dead water in your backyard right now. For the smalamayim, and your whole backyard now became full of water. Is Sava Rabbanan Lemenga, Rabbanan thought to say, Shizroyim Domi. This is considered as if you planted Zeroyim in your backyard. That's Mavato the Dira. You don't live there anymore. Now you live in your backyard, you go out there, you sit there, you walk around. Now that you have a flood there, it's full of water right now, you don't live there. That's not called Hukav the Dira anymore. Samela has it in Kamlis right now, the backyard, and it's also to Matautu. That's what he thought. What? Well, it's never more than a base of sign. I have to say it's bigger. It has to be more than seven. It'll be more than seven or seven else. You'll be right. It'll be a sermon then. Nesmala mayim, yes, a sober rabbonal maimok is royim domi. It has been like royim. The osir. And if it's bigger than a base of sign, it's more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, it'd be osir. Omalu, he answered, Omalu rababo, avua the rav, or the rovo, bray the rav mashashio, Hochi Yarmina Mishmei Derova. This is what was learnt over in the name of Rova, that Mayim is Kinatoyim Domi. No, water is considered like trees. Just like we said before, trees does not Mavato the Dira. You can still live in your backyard with trees. Who are then water also? Water does is not Mavato the Dira. We'll soon see why not. Bishari, therefore it's Mutter. Even though the water is more than a base of Sayim, it's still called Oymed the Dira, and it's called Mechitas, a hook of the Dira, it's still Mutter to Metatl inside it.